From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Legislative Education Committee will begin its summer meetings with area legislators and educators beginning today in Hobbs. District 41 State Senator David Gallegos of Lee and Eddy Counties tells us more.
We'll be going over just some of the issues in the area, what we did to our kids during COVID. I think all the other communities are going to send one child, one student to speak. But it gives us a really good understanding of the area's education system. We get to meet teachers, superintendents, and students, and actually hear their side of the story.
In Lee and Eddy counties, a handful of students committed suicide during the pandemic. They just weren't able to handle the crisis emotionally. Christy Bryant of Carlsbad is the lead coordinator for Unmasked New Mexico Kids for the Carlsbad region. She and other concerned parents are on a crusade to unmask students as they go back to school in August. She doesn't want any students to suffer any health crisis or death by wearing a mask all day in school.
And we've had enough, and we are speaking up and standing up statewide to unmask New Mexico kids in a protest that's going to be held statewide on Saturday the 26th at 10 a.m. Carlsbad's protest will be at 10 a.m. right next to the Carlsbad Water Park.
Bryant hopes that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham will take note and will not require students to wear masks for the upcoming school year. Again, the Carlsbad rally scheduled for 10 a.m. Saturday at the water park. During a recent Tas No Mas litter statewide cleanup event, New Mexico Department of Transportation employees collected over 36,000 pounds of trash in a single day. In total, 155 New Mexico DOT employees participated. 1,082 bags of trash were collected. Total weight equaled about 18 tons, and employees accrued 759 total labor hours. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.